What about Campbell Brown on his podcast? Now, what's going on here? What's he let go?
Well, he can tell the story and then we'll come back to it.
They're at this club, level 3. Doggies are level 2. Remember, they hate each other. They're hanging over the rails, giving it to the Doggies boys, right? Getting real heated, real personal. You come down, we'll come up, right? We're going to fight
you. Halfway.
We'll meet you halfway, right? And it would have been unbelievable. Imagine that. Like the two teams that played in the grand final on the Saturday, punching on at a club on a Monday. It didn't come to blows because a player from Melbourne and a player from the Western Bulldogs that are best mates, used to live together, may still do, they met halfway between level 2 and level 3, right, safe ground, and negotiated a peace treaty.
So that is Campbell Brown speaking of tensions between the Western Bulldogs players and the Melbourne players at a Perth Knights club night spot only days after the grand final. And
No
from you, Fat?
Not from me, because we all love Campbell, right? One of the greats out there, and if you want to have go with the dog. But I think he's added a bit of mayo here because I have it on good authority, Daisy. And I have spoken, and Ramsey will confirm this, to someone who was actually there at the nightclub. Might be mixed up with one of the teams, okay? Yes. So he was there, and he said nothing like that really happened. The only thing that really happened was Melbourne came in, the Doggies were there, and that's true on different levels. But Melbourne, of course, who won the grand final, all of a sudden, and Melbourne didn't ask for this, the club put on Melbourne theme song.
Oh, okay,
So then the Doggies going, oh, what's going on there? But then 5 minutes later, they played the Western Bulldogs theme song. So that was okay. And then later in the night, both teams were seen mingling and having a drink together.
Okay, so don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. A little bit of that one going on?
I think so. Is that right, Rabs? Have I summed it up?
That's exactly what we heard just before.
From someone who was there.
Okay.
But luckily enough.
So you're willing to go and scrap Campbell Brown in the streets and...
Well, I'll take him on. He's only a little... I know he's a fighter, but fear dinkum, I'd just give him one to the guts and I'd lose my fist. But luckily enough, I went and saw his old man, Mel.
Oh,
and
yes.
I caught up with Mel and... And I said, have you spoken to your son, Mel?
No, I haven't. And can you go and get to get out of my life and out of my property and ring up and make a time like every other has got any manners, okay?
Oh,
that's a good get by you.
I know.
He wasn't too happy to see you there, Bill. It sounds like.
Well, he was. Well, I was in his garage. Yeah. I shouldn't have probably been there. I should have just been out in the gutter.